Shabbos of Mukseh, we discussed today the subject of Tefillin B'Shabbat and their status. Tefillin, clearly we know we don't wear on Shabbat. So that raises the question, if we can't wear it, so then what is its status? Can you move it on Shabbat, a pair of Tefillin? The Zohar HaKadosh, the Midrash Ne'elam, holds that not only don't we wear tefillin on Shabbat, but it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbat. It's asur. And that's the way Maran is mashman siman number aleph as well, the Bet Yosef. And that's why Hacham Ovadia alav shalom, Rabbi Moshe Levi alav shalom, Ben Ishai alav shalom, all render tefillin as a kli shemelachto le'isur. Because its primary function is isur. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbat under any circumstance. So if it's a kli shemelachto le'isur, so then we have the limitations. Only be permissible to move the tefillin the tzorich gufo, but tzorich mekomo. Tzorich mekomo is easy. The tefillin is in a place, and I need the place. So I can pick up the tefillin, move it away, use the place. Tzorich gufo would mean, I want to teach the laws of tefillin, I want to show the tefillin boxes to the students. So I can take my tefillin out of my kuracha, show them the sheen, show them the tzu'ot, show them the kesher, because that's considered tzorich gufo. The question would be, if let's say I have one kuracha with my talit and tefillin in it, can I pick up the kuracha on Shabbat? Well, seemingly, Rabbi Eliyahu Mani writes, that would be a basis, advar eter, advar isur. The eter is the talit, the sidur. The isur is the tefillin. It's in one kuracha, so seemingly, I can pick up the kuracha and bring it outside inside the shul. Now I put it on the table, I want to take my talit out. Well, the poskim all say, if you can just pull the talit out without having to move the tefillin, of course you should do that. But that's not always the case. Sometimes the tefillin is on top, and really you have to move the tefillin with the hands in order to get to it. Well, if that's the case, that would be considered tzorich mekomo. You need the place. I need the place that's underneath the tefillin to get my talit. So, no problem to carry a kuracha on Shabbat that has talit tefillin if you need it. And no problem to move your talit or to move the tefillin to the side if that's the only way you can access. Hacham Avadya has a very strong question in Halichot Olam. He says, hold it. Let's assume that you have your kuracha and you have a basis, levar eter, levar isur. And now by taking out your talit, now you're left with the kuracha with the tefillin in it. Now there's no basis levar eter isur. You've now turned this kuracha into a total basis levar isur. And on Shabbat that's forbidden. That's called batel kelim echano. You took a kelim that was permissible to carry, and now it's not permissible to carry it anymore. You can't move it because it's only basis levar isur. So how could you take out the talit in the first place? That's a Hacham Avadia's question. By taking out the talit, you turn the kuracha into a basis. And you mevatel kli mekano. You took a keli that was permissible to move on Shabbat, and now you've made it not permissible to move. A very strong question. Hacham Avadia alav shalom has to struggle to answer it, and he comes up with the following. He says there is an opinion that says, although we don't hold of it, but it does exist, that to make a basis, it's got to be a item that is totally mukseh. Like a rock, or things like that. But a kli shemelachto le'isur, since it does have some tiltul, the tzorich gufo, the tzorich mekomo, that will not render a basis. So therefore, when you take out the talet, you're left with something that has a quasi permissibility. So therefore, that's not going to be a problem. But he adds something else. The Ramah Rabbi Moshe Israelish holds that tefillin is considered kli shemelachto le'eter. Ramah looks at it differently. He says, you can put on tefillin on Shabbat. Maybe you can't put it on for the sake of a mitzvah. But if I want to put it on because I want to wear it, or I feel it's going to, you know, protect me from the mazikim or something like that, the Ramah says, you can wear tefillin on Shabbat, not for the purpose of a mitzvah. So he says, if it's permissible to wear tefillin on Shabbat, therefore he calls it kli shemelachto le'eter. We don't hold like that. But Mitziruf, to say that the tefillin is a kli shemelachto le'eter. And even if you want to say it's a kli shemelachto le'isur, there's opinions that want to say that it's not going to make a basis, so therefore it would be permissible to take the talet outside of the kuracha, even though the only thing that's remaining is the tefillin, and there is no problem of batil mebatil kadimei chanuch.